All right, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. As promised, I finally got it in there. I played three tracks from the Dogs. They'll be playing the Majestic Cafe next week, and we're going to be doing a pre-record, and we're going to be doing a motor with them in the near future. You heard Let's Go Baby, Call My Name, and CIA from their brand new EP. And as promised, live in the studio, we have the Zots. How you guys doing?
Real good.
Great.
Real good.
Awesome.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank
Hello
you.
Hello, Detroit and the world.
Thank you for coming down and playing, and appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. All right, let's get started. I take it the first track is I Know.
How'd you know that?
A mind reader.
I've got ESP.
Good to go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sounding great, folks. Definitely. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Motor Live Drive at 5. And live in the studio, we have the band The Zots. All right. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners real quick?
All right. Hey, I'm Bobby, the singer guitar player, the one that was making all that wretched noise to your speakers there. That was me. Only me.
I'm Matthew. I'm the bass player.
And I'm Sean, the drummer.
Okay. How long have you folks been together?
Since about 8 months, since June.
Wow.
Since last year.
You sound really tight for
thank you.
8 months. Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
We practice hard and we get these big shows like the one that's coming up.
Big birthday bash.
Big birthday bash, the Logger House.
Yeah, this Saturday. And that's for Skid Marks, isn't it?
Skid Marks.
All right.
The legendary Skid Marks.
Okay. Yeah, he's in the Seat Belts. He's in Circus Boy. Any other bands that I'm missing?
Victor
I don't know.
Perino.
What's
yeah,
that?
Victor Perino's Kingdom Come.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's great. And then you'll be playing along with Semicolons?
Yes.
Which...
Yes, Semicolons and the Dirt Crow Band.
Okay. And you were telling me that Semicolons is question mark and the Mysterians minus question mark?
Yes, it is, yeah.
At one time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's all the, I think it's all the original members, except for question mark. He's the only one that's not there.
Yeah, you can't say that very often anymore. Bands that have been around that long and still have all the original members. I mean, I know he's, you know, not feeling well. I'm sorry to hear that. But seriously, I mean, they're still intact.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Still playing.
Yeah.
Still playing.
That's amazing.
So it's going to be a treat for everybody that comes out to see that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, 96 Tears. I mean, come on. Everybody knows that song.
Okay. And that's going to be at PJ's Logger House, which is in Corktown on Michigan Avenue, over by the old location for Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Navin Field, yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that place.
Same here.
Yeah.
Now they're going to turn it into something. But.
Yeah, something we're not going to like, obviously, but oh, well, what are you going to do?
As long as it's not a parking lot.
It's called progress.
All right, let's do another one.
All right.
All right, this one's called Unfriended.
All right.
Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I woke up this morning and I could hardly get out of bed. Well, so I logged into the Facebook. I was shooting in the head. You said that you had heard the software that you thought I wasn't comfortable about. You stick around, you will start. Well, I'm not afraid anymore, yeah. I see your face and I see all the lights. I know I should be someone you don't. Your disguise, and if I was the one that killed by himself, then I'd be, and you know you're the one that's so messed up. Why don't you just go unfriend me? I didn't like your picture, now I'm unfriended. Don't like it, I see your disguise. And if I was the one that's so messed up, well, that's so right by me. You know that you got it all wrong, baby. Why don't you just go and unfriend me? Didn't like your picture, now I'm unfriended. Didn't play those games too demanding. Didn't like the same thing that you do. I know you're gonna go.
Yeah. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, the Zots.
Make you want to drive fast.
Yes, it does. One of those driving songs.
Pedal to the melon
code. Do you folks have any other shows coming up besides Saturday? Or?
We're getting one at the end of May. I haven't secured the venue yet. We're working on a couple other festival shows this summer, and we like to play outside.
Okay.
It's always fun.
Put our name out there. Yeah. Anybody listening, give us a call.
Yeah. 313-845-9676. If you want to book the band.
Check us out on Facebook.
There you go. You have a release that's available, or...
Yeah, we just recorded last month, and as of right now, they're being pressed to be, you know, distributed. We should have them tomorrow, hopefully for the show Saturday.
Okay. And then after that, what would be the best way to get it, like Facebook or?
Come to one of our shows.
Yeah, come to one of our shows.
Okay.
Know?
All right.
We don't do no mail ordering, so you got to get it in person.
It's all digital now. For the most part, right?
And we'll possibly have some like that in the future, some digital downloads. You can check us out on Reverb Nation, too. There's some stuff
and
on there.
SoundCloud and Bandmix, too.
Yeah.
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp. This one time at Bandcamp?
Even MySpace. That's how cool.
And Twitter.
There's so many places now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
MySpace still around?
Oh. Yeah, it is, but very few people using it. What's that? Justin Timberlake owns MySpace? Really?
Really?
My sound engineer just told me that. Oh.
Well,
interesting.
I'm not surprised now, yeah. I like him more now than when he was a kid singer kind of thing. You know,
yeah.
He's an actor and stuff, and he's just had a kid with that actress.
He's,
you know?
He's so dreamy.
I like some of the stuff he's done on Saturday Night Live, though, you know? Anyway. All right, let's do another one.
All right, this is a brand new one.
Okay. This one's, you'll figure it out.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, let's go Zot.
Let's go Zot.
That's cool.
That one's called LGZ.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Or let's go Zot. Okay. So I take it that comes from Sean. Is that actually your birth name, Lazot?
Actually,
it's my name.
It's his name.
I'll confess it now. My real last name is not Noxious.
Okay.
I was not born with that. I know. It's a surprise.
I was just curious where the name came from. Okay.
No, my last name is actually Lazat. Is the last.
Okay. What origin is that? If you don't mind my asking. What's
French?
French?
French Canadian, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
European.
All right. That's cool. I was just
European,
curious.
I'm a peon. We're all a peon.
You're a mutt like I am, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Heinz 57. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've got Italian in me, Welsh, Irish, Scotch, Dutch, you name it, you know.
White Anglo-Saxon.
Pretty much.
What is it, Italian?
What's that?
Well, I guess we're also partially Italian, too.
Oh, the Zots are made in Italy.
Yeah. Oh, Italy, yeah.
Zots candy is made in Italy.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Okay. What are some of your influences? I mean, obviously, Matt, your dad is one of them.
Oh, yeah. My dad, my mom, anybody, Johnny Thunders, Ramones, Sex Pistols.
Matt comes from a musical family.
Yeah.
Mother and father.
Yeah. Yep. Been around it my whole life. And my old man, he's turning 65. And he's going to have us on his show on Saturday. And I hope we're there for the 75, you know.
I thought he was 39 and holding.
I think he'll still be rocking with a walker, you know, and he'll stand.
Is your mother in a band? Or?
My mother does private recording. She's did some recording with David Bradley about a year ago. They put out an album. I'm not sure of the name of it, but it's
so
out there somewhere.
She's like more behind the scenes kind of
stuff. Yeah, she doesn't perform live anymore.
Okay. All right. How about you, Bobby?
What was the question again? Sorry. I feel like I'm in school.
All right. What did I tell you about drinking before you came into play
tonight?
Can I
have the hall pass, please? I need to go to the bathroom.
No, musical influences.
Gosh, there's so many. You know, it's anything that sounds good to me is an influence. You know, it could be anything. It could be rock, older rock, punk rock, heavy metal, some country even, you know. Anything but rap. No rap.
No rap? Oh.
That's not even really music, though. But
okay.
But yeah, Ramones, Kiss, Zeppelin, Aerosmith, Hanoi Rocks, Dogs D'Amour.
Okay.
I go on forever, man.
Yeah, really.
How about you, Sean?
Obviously, everybody knows I'm a big Cheap Trick and Alice Cooper fan.
Cheap Trick, yeah.
Okay. And the Muffs are a major player in my life. So.
Oh, interesting.
And
okay.
The Farleys. I love the Farleys. And I love local music, you know, like the Seatbelts and Circus Boy and stuff.
Oh, you're showing us all up here.
I want to change my answer.
Yeah, I do too. I can change my answer. And,
I'm influenced by, you know, these great, awesome musicians around me.
Okay.
I think she's talking about us. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. You know what I find interesting?
It's open to interpretation.
You know what I find interesting is we're getting more and more bands here lately playing live on Motor where the drummer is a female, not a male.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So girl power.
It's right like on. A trend. Hmm. Like last week we had Unlimited Head, which awesome. Kristen Lynn is the drummer for that.
Yes.
So, yeah, very good band, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's cool. I don't know what the trend is, but hey, it's working.
Yeah. Hey, I think females make awesome drummers.
They make awesome musicians.
Sean's
all around,
a phenomenal drummer. And she was a drummer for Ramon's tribute band, and she kicks it hard. I mean, it's practice. We practice in the small room, and it's like I got to back away from the drums. So sticks flying at me.
Yeah. She's dangerous, huh?
Yeah.
We call her the shredder.
You see underneath my kit, I have to vacuum every time I do a show because
it looks like a sawmill.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Sean, if you had to choose Moon or Bonham?
Moon.
Moon? Yeah. Okay. All right. That's cool.
Personality, I think. They have a lot to
more
do
crazy
that.
Unorthodox
yeah,
playing
he's just,
style.
He's a nut, so. you gotta love Keith Moon. He's great.
Without Townsend's ears.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
All right.
This one is called Remember. This is on our new CD that we got. So if you come to our show Saturday, hopefully we'll have them and pick one up. They're going to be really cheap, like $1.298. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I remember all the times that we head and all the good and the bad. And lately that I went out there, I remember, remember her, remember her night. Every time we left that job, he said it was right, he said I'd be strong, he said it wouldn't take long. And he said, remember, remember her, remember me like I told you always.
Right.
We got
a clap. Yeah, about time.
We got the clap.
I figured I'd throw that in. What the heck, you know?
Appreciate it.
You are listening to WHR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I just got a phone call from Skid Marks himself.
Hey.
And he says, sounding good.
Right
awesome.
On, right on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you,
Pa.
Thanks, Skid.
Hi, Skid.
All
right. Happy day before your birthday.
So is his birthday actually Saturday? Or
it's yep. actually Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
That'll work out
that'll
awesome.
Be day before the day before.
All right. So we have a big birthday bash.
Sorry.
Feels like it.
No, that's okay. So we have a big birthday bash for Skid Marks. That's happening this Saturday at PJ's Lager House in Corktown. And we have the Zots playing live right now. They'll be playing the Seatbelts, which is a band that Skid Marks is in, the Dirk Kroll Band, and Semicolon, which is basically Question Mark and the Mysterians minus Question Mark. All right.
Gonna be fun. Dirk Kroll put on a great show, too. Every time they go out
they're
professional. You know. So
yeah.
Seatbelts, Dirk Kroll. It's got to be a good day.
They're all top-notch bands. How do we get on the show?
Because they asked us to close for them, so we're the headliners. So you guys are welcome. Or we're welcome. We don't welcome.
Thank you, maybe? That's
thank you, yeah. You're right.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Thank there, you, and you're welcome. Yeah.
Cover all bases.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Yep.
All right.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at the set list. We got quite a few songs to play, so let's just keep it going.
All
I'd rather have more music.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three, four.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, the band The Zots, who are playing this Saturday at PJ's Lager House. All right. I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the list. Let's just keep it going, folks, if you don't mind.
You want Lyle or private?
Oh, we missed that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's just go to private.
All right, do private.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Got a cover for y'all here. Little Iggy Pop for all you Detroit fans.
Nice.
Sexuality, although there are tears,
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, and we have the Zots playing live in the studio for you. All right, so Iggy Pop tune, huh?
A little bit.
Featuring Green Day.
Featuring Green Day. Or Green Day featuring Iggy Pop.
Iggy. Yeah,
well,
he always comes first.
Actually, it's on an Iggy album I think he does with other bands, a collaboration album.
Do you like the new one?
I have not heard it.
With Josh Holm from...
I heard it's really good.
Yeah, it's actually Iggy Pop's first number one Billboard album.
Can you believe awesome. That?
That awesome. Is awesome.
He finally did it after how many decades?
Really?
They owed him.
You know, the public finally woke up and said, oh, Iggy.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, there's not too many of those guys around, and you know, he's still going strong.
He's stuck through thick and thin. I remember I saw him open up for the Stones in the early 80s. And they basically pretty much booed him off the stage. They were throwing stuff at him.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. But he did his set. He was a professional. He did what he was supposed to do. And
well, I think we all could have lived without 80s Iggy Pop.
What's that?
80s Iggy Pop, I think we all could have lived without.
Yeah, this is true, maybe.
I mean, there was a good time. I mean, he came back when he did that Candy song in the 90s.
Yeah.
After the 70s, and then he's come back a long way. And then to make it number one now is amazing.
Yeah, but he wasn't a fit to play with the Stones back at that time. It just wasn't the right thing.
Yeah, he went 80s. I think he had a guitar and... He went weird.
We all do that, you know, at least once in our life, right?
Yeah. You're right. I mean, it's got to happen. But, I mean, he's made it this long. His career is just amazing. I mean, since the 60s and now to make it number one is just phenomenal. Good for him.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
All right, cool. All right, let's do another one.
Sure.
What are we doing?
She.
She? Okay.
And no, this is not a Kiss song. Ready? Ready?
Right. Yeah. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. Live in the studio, the band The Zots. I don't know, I was thinking about like listening to you sing the last few songs, and particularly this one that you just finished. I don't know if you are aware of it, but I sense like almost a Jello Biafra thing going.
What? Excuse me?
You know, Dead Kennedys?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You know, that nice vibrato kind of thing?
Yeah, that might be somewhat like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't sound exactly like him, no, but it reminds me of him.
Oh. Old school punk, man.
Yeah.
Know, doesn't have to be all just screaming and mousing the mic. And
No. I like that. No, I like the fact that I can understand, like, pretty much everything you're saying, you know, not like, you know, like, what is he singing about, you know?
like Joey Ramone. Never understand what he's saying.
All right.
It took years to get to that point without singing like I have a mumble mouth.
Yeah.
For future drummers, don't headbang while you're back here. your headphones fall off.
CDs, oh, yeah. Bobby got good at singing. He used to be a rap battler.
A rap battle?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like rap now.
So you went up against Eminem at St. Andrews Hall in the back of the day? Or?
Yeah. He ran away.
He threw up his mom's spaghetti on him.
I don't know if I went up against him, but I might have rubbed up against him. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We'll have to talk about that later.
Maybe some of that talent will rub off on me.
All right. Awesome. Let's do another one.
All right. Do you guys want to do
Shut Your Mouth?
Or the one? Oh, yeah, Shut Your Mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Okie dokie. Right.
This one's called Shut Your Mouth. Not you, just the name of the song. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan, and live in the studio, we have the Zots. Awesome band that's playing this Saturday for Skid Mark's birthday bash at PJ's Lager House in Corktown on Michigan Avenue. All right. Okay. Let's see. We got many more songs, so let's just keep it going.
Okay. There's another Iggy song for you. This is the crappy 80s Iggy. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'm just at school, acting real, real cool. Gonna think like a fool, gotta make it better, gotta be a wild one. Ooh, baby, I'm a wild one. Gotta make a move, gotta keep the fire, gotta keep the fire, baby, I'm a real wild child.
Right. Okay. You know, it's really cool that we have bands like yourselves and others that are carrying on the tradition, because, you know, some of these people are no longer with us, unfortunately, you know, the Ramones and the Clash and, you know, that kind of thing. So keep it going. In a perfect world, bands like you would make it, you know, decently big. I don't know if you'd ever want to play like huge stadiums, but, you know, where you could, like,
maybe,
twist my arm a little bit.
Maybe for a couple of years, take the big cash, you know, that kind of thing, But yeah, to be able to just tour, like, you know, every couple of years and play decent size, you know, arenas, not, you know, like the Fillmore or whatever, you know,
that kind of thing. That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see Saturday night, I usually have a smile on my face every time. So there'd be a permagrin if I had to play the Fillmore or something like that somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go play the Cowboy Stadium and sell it out. That'd be cool.
Or now it's always like things like Verizon Stadium and Huntington Stadium and, you know, this, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
I still call it Pine Knob, by the way.
I do too. I'm with you.
It'll always be Pine Knob to me.
Oh, yeah.
I moved back here from Colorado a couple years ago, and everyone's talking about DTE. I'm like, what is that? You know, and, oh, Pine Knob. Okay.
That is the stupidest name ever for an outside venue.
Right. Yep.
Definitely. Okay.
Out in Colorado, we have Red Rocks. Boom.
Oh, I love that place.
Amphitheater, Red Rocks.
Red Rocks, that's cool.
How simple can you get?
Yeah.
The rocks are red, and it's got an amphitheater there. It's pretty cool.
Okay. I haven't been to Colorado, but I've been to the Red Rocks in Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah, that is really beautiful. That is really sharp.
Right on.
I was just like amazed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was almost like going through a psychedelic dream without taking psychedelics. All right, let's keep it going.
All right.
But just think if you did.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Where are we at, brother?
Get out of my way.
All right.
This one's called Get Out of My Way.
Johnny, go to time and things go by wire.
Everyone's in front of me, everyone's in back of me, everyone's trying to hash my buzz today. Get out of my way, well, I don't take it.
All right. Okay, so that new release that's coming out, is that going to be a full length or?
It's an EP, 4-song EP.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We have 3 songs that we recorded at Temper Mill, and then 1 that we recorded at the studio live. We were at the Circus Boy End of the Era party.
Okay.
Back in January, and it was a recorder. Kenny Crime Wave recorded it and mixed it up for us, and we put that on a little bonus track.
Okay.
So we got 2 great Detroit studios on our CD.
Excellent.
Oh, I never saw that. Nice.
You got so many great songs, and you only wanted to do an EP, or?
Well, you want to go ahead and fund us for the rest of them?
And we're poor.
Okay, I get it.
We've
got
a few more shows before we can afford that.
Okay.
Remember, we're musicians in Detroit. We have no money.
I understand, you know. But thankfully, we have you, though. That's
cool. Thank you for having us.
Okay.
Well, we're hoping possibly by the end of the year have a full CD.
Okay.
So
okay.
Hopefully, see how this one goes.
And then when you get that all together, please come back.
Sure.
It would be our pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once again, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Our pleasure, too.
Thanks
all right.
To everybody listening.
Want to do 2 more?
Two more?
Okie dokie, let's do it.
What to do and...
Ramrod?
Oh, yeah, we can do that too, yeah.
This is Ramrod and Trusted You.
They're both on our CD.
Okay, let's do it. I like it. Ramrod. I like it. Ramrod.
Okay, yep. Here we go.
Yeah. There you go. That was good. Okay.
A little ramrod from the ramrods.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You've been listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio since 5. The band The Zots, who will be playing a big birthday bash this Saturday at PJ's Lagerhouse for the one and only Skid Marks. Once again, thank you folks for coming down to play for us. Awesome.
Thanks for having us, man.
Okay, we got one more. All right, let's do it.
This one's on our upcoming CD. This one's called What to Do.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
Thank you. hailed my cab in front of the Rentlaw Arms, see? The swank building on the avenue, see?
Well, I see you standing there waving your arms around like a cheerleader. Can't you stand still? Stand still and keep quiet.
I got it.
All right, all right. Now, wait a minute. Go on, cabby, go on. You picked this fella up in front of the Rentlaw Arms.
Yeah, a swell dresser, too. Lots of money.
You could see.
Well, I could tell by his clothes, see? Good fit, good material. I know clothes, see?
All right, where's the body? Who was murdered or who did the shooting? Now, this is the homicide department, you know?
Well, I don't care what department it is as long as it's police. And it says police outside in the street.
Never mind, never mind. Something crazy happened this evening, you say. Now, what was it?
Well, I took this rich guy with the ritzy duds to 10th Street, see? But not to one of them broken-down tenements there.
No?
No, something even worse.
Well, from what I've seen of some of the places down there, what could be worse?
A vacant lot. A vacant lot between the tenements.
Huh?
It's 2020 10th, you see? Just the address, he says, take me. And he gets out just like he lives there, see? And he starts to walk into the lot.
Well, so what? He... Well,